This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back here live on the Alex Jones Show, and we are watching the response to the announcement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement. And I think that it symbolizes a couple things. One, well, people think that there was some political pressure from the Democrat Party to get Breyer to retire, or he was just done dealing with it all and didn't want to be the subject of discussion or expected to pull the Democrat line with some of these big decisions coming up. But it also could mean that if there was some political pressure or some conversations behind the scenes, the Democrats are expecting to lose the Senate in the midterms, and so they had to make this process happen now. But after all the attacking of Sinema and Manchin, are they even going to have the votes? And then what is their play going to be? Are they going to put a transgender individual on the Supreme Court just to say you're transphobic if you don't vote for this person, and then use the media to run that narrative? The most interesting, and I think as insane as this sounds, but the best political strategy for the Democrats right now would actually, and I don't even know what the precedent, if there is one, if it's ever been done, would be to nominate Kamala Harris, because that would get her out of the way, because they don't want her as vice president. They're done with her. They looked at her as just a token to get Biden over the edge. But now that he's in there and falling apart, and they don't want Harris involved, you know, oh, well, you can still feel important and be a part of things on the Supreme Court, and then we get you out of the way in the vice president's seat, and you don't have to be around us all day long anymore. Now, I think the odds of that are pretty slim, but these are some of the things that are being discussed as the news dropped just a few hours ago. So we'll obviously be watching that closely along with everybody else. Now, there is a developing situation happening in Wisconsin right now, and I don't know how this hasn't made bigger news. In fact, guys, do me a favor, because when I looked last night, because that's when the story was published on the Gateway Pundit, Wisconsin Assembly votes to advance Representative Rantham's resolution to reclaim Wisconsin electors for president and vice president that were certified under fraudulent purposes. Wisconsin Assembly sends election shockwaves by voting to withdraw 10 Biden electors. Now, when this broke last night, nobody else was covering it. I couldn't find anything on cable news as I was flipping through the channels to see if they'd mention it. I didn't see really anything online of anybody covering this. I mean, that's kind of a huge story. Why wouldn't that make bigger news? Well, I guess it's pretty obvious why. If the state of Wisconsin realizes that it was fraudulent votes that put Biden over the top and retracts their electors, well, then that might be a domino effect that could lead to Pennsylvania or Michigan or Georgia or Arizona doing the same thing. And they don't want that news out there. They don't want the American people to know how rigged this last election was. What was it, Democrats? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Is it worst voter suppression ever, keeping Democrats from voting like you claim? Or did Biden have 81 million votes, the most votes of all time? Which is it? Which is it? But because we only have one member of the media that's not a Democrat sent to the White House to protect Biden, that would be Peter Ducey, the Democrats will never have to answer these questions. And they'll always get to have their cake and eat it too, because the media is on their team. Team Destroy America. Team Democrat.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. I mean, because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you want to have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to another special edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer sitting in, doing a fabulous job, is about to take over here in just a moment. But going through the different stacks of incredible stories that are on InfoWars.com, I wanted to go back to one from a few days ago that didn't really get the attention it needs. It's a real chink in the armor of the lie factory that is the corporate media. And it's a Paul Joseph Watson article from InfoWars.com. Broadcaster issued warning after falsely claiming 90% of COVID patients were unvaccinated. Now, remember how Fauci likes to go around and say that 99% of the deaths are unvaccinated? He's been saying it for over a year. It's a total lie. Remember how you'll see the headline everywhere, oh, that you're 30 times or 29 times less likely to be hospitalized if you're vaccinated or fully vaccinated. And then when you try to find where those numbers actually come from, they're either fake studies that have now been reversed or debunked or pulled, or it's completely pulled out of thin air. Well, you see Bill Gates and his organizations and basically every other major corporate outfit has its own fact-checking group that runs around trying to police the Internet, to police your YouTube account or your Twitter account or your Facebook account. And they'll twist the meanings of what you've said to try to get you suspended or banned. But in the UK, they actually have a watchdog government group that actually targets disinformation and blatant lies on television. And as of late, with the public filing complaints, it hasn't been the vaccine skeptic doctors and others that have been the ones getting warnings and getting told to stop lying. No, it's been the corporate media. Here it is. Broadcaster issued warning after falsely claiming 90% of COVID patients were unvaccinated. British broadcaster ITV was issued a warning by regulator Ofcom after a guest and a presenter on the TV show, they've done this before, falsely claimed that 90% of COVID hospital patients were unvaccinated. That's the big pharma lie. I bet you money if they got SWAT teamed, their computers have got money from Pfizer, that they've got the emails giving them the talking points for money. The spurious remarks were made by Dr. Hillary Jones and Lorraine Kelly during a segment on The Lorraine Show. Those people who haven't been vaccinated, we'd really love to think again and be vaccinated, because 90% of people in the hospital are unvaccinated right now with COVID, said Dr. Jones. That's the figure we have to really concentrate on. You mean the lie? 90% of people in the hospital have not been vaccinated, Kelly repeated. And it goes on from that. But it wasn't true. The real number was 36% were the unvaccinated in the hospital from the government's own numbers. 4,000-plus complaints. This is how we get back on the offense against these liars, with the science, with the facts, with the reality. Everybody should go to InfoWars.com and get this article and share it and remind people that if that's a proven lie, well, Fauci's 99% is even a bigger proven lie, isn't it? And let people know they've been lied to, and to stop loving the lies and stop loving the fraud. The vaccine doesn't work to protect you from COVID. The people that made the vaccine are the people that created COVID. They need to go to prison. This is their great reset plan to take over. All right. Back to Owen Schroer on the live broadcast. Please also take this clip from the show, everybody, and share it, because this is serious information, and we've caught them red-handed yet again.
All right, Alex, thank you. We're back here live in studio now. And just to kind of pick it back up where I left off here, discussing the Wisconsin Assembly voting to withdraw the 10 Biden electors, basically voting to nullify the victory for Biden in Wisconsin. The privilege resolution to withdraw the Biden electors will now proceed to the Wisconsin Rules Committee in the Wisconsin Assembly and to the Wisconsin Senate. The legislation was introduced by Representative Timothy Ramthun. So it still obviously got hurdles, and I'm not getting my hopes up, but it is interesting. It is interesting indeed. And when Democrats deny the results of the election, which every time they lose in the 21st century, they have. Every time a Democrat has lost in the 21st century, they claim it was a false result, whether it was Al Gore or Hillary Clinton. We all remember, but they never had this much actual activity, this much actual political activity and proof or anything when it comes to their denials of the results, like we've seen with the 2020 election. But we'll see if that goes anywhere. Speaking of, we'll see if it goes anywhere. You know, there were huge, you can call it huge, I mean, I guess it just depends, revelations in the Durham investigation that came out yesterday. Here's a story that got published this morning covering it at the Gateway Pundit. Latest actions by Durham indicate a broken investigation by a broken DOJ. And you know, I try to wrap my head around all of the stuff that came out, and you follow good accounts like Technofog that does good reporting on this from a legal perspective, and there were a lot of others that were reporting on this yesterday, but it really all just comes down to the same thing. We all know Obama was illegally spying on Trump. We all know that Hillary Clinton was using foreign intelligence assets to fabricate evidence against Donald Trump leading up to the 2016 election. And they've basically been caught red-handed, and Durham is kind of in a wild goose chase of who done it. And everybody's pointing the finger at the next guy saying, I don't know what's going on. And so with every hurdle, every pointed finger, Durham just gets deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole that is capturing more and more people and evidence in this conspiracy that it was really Hillary Clinton and her campaign and the Democrat Party that were running leading up to the 2016 election to spy on Donald Trump and to lie about Donald Trump so that Hillary Clinton could win. And the problem that I have is I just don't even want to waste my time or my energy trying to dig into it anymore, because it's everybody knows what happened. And so you can sit here and look at the names and look at the different sectors of the government and the bank accounts and everything that's getting exposed right now. But it's like, you know, this is 7 years too late. And nobody really cares anymore, quite frankly. Something should have been done about this years ago. Something should have been done about this when Trump was in office, and nothing was done. And so I'm supposed to get excited or hyped up because Durham now seems to be actually getting concrete evidence of all the crimes that we knew already happened, and then I'm supposed to expect there to be legal action taken against these criminals? Sorry, I just do not have the excitement levels there. Here's a Zero Hedge old headline. Arrest of Steele dossier source, a seismic development. Was it, though, back in November? Was it really seismic? Did you feel it? Did anyone else feel it? Not really. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we have the bank accounts now. We have the names. We've got all of it. Durham is, a lot of this information is getting out. I don't know if it's coming straight from Durham's office or just they're reporting it to media or what. But I don't think anything will happen. Nothing will happen to Hillary. Nothing will happen to the Democrats involved. Nothing will happen to the banks involved. Nothing will happen to the foreign intelligence involved, except maybe one or two arrests or prosecutions here or there just because of all the money that was spent. That's how this goes. But I don't know. It just feels the same as, hey, look at all these states and all these special assemblies and committees that are saying we need to retract the victories for Biden in our states. They were done fraudulently. Well, okay, it's too late. Nothing's going to happen. Same thing with the Hillary corruption from the 2016 election. It's just too late. Yeah, criminals are going to get away. It's what happens.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gentlemen, we're back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. We are joined now by Dr. Paul Isaacs, part of the Delaware Medical Freedom Alliance, DelawareMFA.org, and they have an event coming up tomorrow night. We want to help share a medical freedom rally happening tomorrow night at Bay Health, Dover, Delaware, 604 South State Street. This is happening at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, and they are going to be talking about and raising awareness for the fact that medical professionals are getting fired because they don't want to take the COVID vaccine, and they are also warning people of the negative side effects of the vaccine. Where there is risk, there must be choice. Dr. Paul Isaacs joins me now. You know, it's ironic but sad, doctor, that we saw the same people praising the frontline workers in the medical field, whether it was doctors or nurses, in the response to COVID, how great they were. They were the heroes. And then just 1 year after that, if they don't take the vaccine, they're the zeros. It's amazing how that happened so quickly, isn't it?
It is, and it does not make sense.
Well, it only makes sense when you accept the people we're dealing with are evil. I don't know if you've reached that full conclusion yet, but that's where I stand. But let's talk about tomorrow's event, getting people out there to be active that don't want to be a part of this medical tyranny. So talk about tomorrow's event, what it's going to be like, and where people can go to find information if they want to join you there in Dover, Delaware.
Well, it's the first time I've seen the flyer. I wasn't sure that I was going to be talking about that per se. I believe it's across from the hospital. It's not on hospital property. It's on the sidewalk in front of, I think it's Holy Cross Church, on the road between the two buildings, between the hospital and the church. So it's not on hospital property.
And, of course, and this is going to be peaceful, legal, lawful rally. We always have to, you know, add those in because we know how provocateurs like to set people up. So, no, this is obviously peaceful, legally, and lawful. But, you know, let's say so you're going to be if you're out there and you're a part of this, what are the big issues for you right now? What are the issues you see with COVID? What are the issues you see with the vaccines?
We're forcing people to take something as a requirement to work, which is not fully tested. And the results that are coming through for a lot of people is that they're getting injured because of it. If you are going to get COVID, which CDC has admitted, and I've seen it, if people can get COVID even though they've had a vaccination and they can receive it and pass it on, if they can get infected and transmit it both, I don't know why it has to be mandated and why I, who have survived 20 months in the fire here, would have to get the shot to continue being with people. If I've survived, it makes sense that my immunity is respectable, and it should help me not get seriously sick myself. But even if I don't have the vaccine, how can I be more dangerous or infectious or more able to give it to somebody else? Those that have the shots are passing it to others. That does not prevent people from getting it. I'm seeing people in the community. I have people that are relatives of mine and church folks, relatives of church folks and people that I know in the state that I run into all the time that have had it and survived even though they've had the shots, or their family members have died after they've had the shots. And to me, the issue is people are not being fully informed about the hazard of the shot and how it does not prevent you from getting it. You know, in the average flu season, my understanding is the death rate is about 1%, and COVID is no more than that. And children, I'm concerned about children because children have a death rate, according to people like Ben Carson, about 0.024%, which means that only a quarter of one child will die if they get it. Why are we mandating them getting shots that could damage them 10, 20 years down the road? It does not make sense to me. Bureaucracy is too powerful right now. The government is too powerful. People's rights are being banned. The fact is that we should, according to First Amendment, have the right to say no when it comes to our own body, and we should have a right to say what we allow to contaminate the tabernacle of God who lives in us. You know, I believe we're all made in the image of God, and I believe that when we put our faith in Him, we receive His Holy Spirit. We are His temple, His dwelling place. And 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 Corinthians 6 both say that there's people are going to answer for damaging or destroying that temple. And I'm not willing to voluntarily surrender my temple to other people to abuse for any reason. So to me, the issues are if I have faith and I have a right to live according to our Constitution, I have a right to agree to what I participate in faith-wise or not. Congress is not allowed. The government's not allowed. Administrators are not allowed to mandate what my faith is. And yet people's faith are being rejected if they do not agree to the status and to the mandate of getting a shot. That doesn't make sense to me.
So let's talk about that. You know, doctors or anybody for that matter that have real medical exemptions. This is just one angle of it. That have real medical exemptions that can't get the vaccine are now losing their jobs because of that.
Correct. For instance, you know, I've been injured because of a flu shot, and I have a brain shunt, two of them. One works, one doesn't. I've been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Well, why should I take a shot that could further damage my ability to think and function, provide for my family, and have ministry with people? It should be my right to say no. I should not have to take a shot out of fear that I won't have income and therefore risk my sanity, my livelihood. My brain and my body have already been damaged by the brain surgeries and by the flu shot, so why would I make myself more vulnerable? I believe there should be people of faith that are allowed to serve with their faith, with whatever immunity they have, and I'm willing to take the risk to get sick myself, but I can't be more dangerous to others when those that have the shots have been proven to be guilty of passing it as well. I know people that have had both shots and a booster and had the flu shot and died. It does not prevent death. I don't care what story is being passed around. I've seen too much of the opposite.
And there's a similar situation, an individual in Boston who is on a heart transplant list. He's now been removed from the heart transplant list because he is not vaccinated. He hasn't gotten the COVID vaccine. The problem is, his doctors tell him, if you get this vaccine, you're going to die. Your heart's going to fail. So literally, if he gets the vaccine, he dies. But because he won't get the vaccine, he's going to die because he can't have the heart transplant. I mean, that's basically medical-induced prescribed death.
Which, again, makes you question what the motives are. Is population being limited or controlled because of this?
Well, that's what I want to get with you. We're going to take a break here. On the other side, when you look at all this, and you're in the crosshairs of it now too, not wanting to get a vaccine that's going to do harm to you and is not going to do anything good for you or others around you, what conclusions have you reached? What are the motives? What do you think is really going on here? We are with Pastor Paul Isaacs here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll answer these questions on the other side.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in with a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamins, and you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. And I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Again, we're with Dr. Paul Isaacs, and he's been a staff chaplain at Bay Health Hospital in Delaware for 7 years. He's been a pastor in the area for over 12 years. He's had a vaccine injury in his past. He cannot take another vaccine. But because he's not taking the ineffective, deadly vaccine, he can no longer do his work at the hospital. He's one example of so many others. And so, doctor, going through all of this, the madness, the hysteria, the nonsense, the illogic, I mean, what conclusions are you reaching, or what is kind of scrambling throughout your head trying to make sense of all of this?
Well, I see it as government overreach. I see it as power of bureaucracy denying people their faith, overruling their right to have a relationship with God, trying to be God in their place. Anybody that curses on national TV and claims to be an expert and takes the name of God in vain is saying they're God. We're facing idolatry. We're facing spiritual warfare. We're facing what I believe is the preparation for one world church. You're having people scared to death. You know, when I hear from people that their doctors have told them if they go to church, they can't be their doctor, that tells me people are making a choice between their physical limits and their spiritual life. And the body's more than physical and mental. It's also spiritual. We have been supported by Plaintree. Plaintree says that the spiritual dynamic is just as important as the mental and the physical, I believe. And I've been arguing for that, trying to stand for that. And the spiritual dynamic that's related to the God I know found in the Bible that so many faiths believe in, like Judaism and Christianity and Islam and Mormons, they all say that they believe in the Old Testament or the Bible. And the principles that I'm standing on are foundational there. They're found there. And I could quote a bunch of scriptures to deal with that, as I did in my letter of resignation, to tell me that as a chaplain and pastor and committed Christian for many years and a pastor for over 40, and I've worked in hospitals and the military for over 17 years as a chaplain, to tell me that my faith is invalid unless it lines up with some particular religion that the hospital has deemed acceptable, to me, that's religious discrimination. So that's part of what's going on. There's too much at stake here in terms of power ruling over people's lives. There's too much at stake here in terms of people making money, fortunes, over the vaccine. And forcing it on people is making somebody rich. At the same time, we're making people guinea pigs to risk their health, their sanity, their future. People are being scared. They're overwhelmed. And I'm wondering sometimes if it's that their reaction to fear is not contributed to because of what's in the vaccine. I found after I had the flu vaccine that gave me Bell's palsy that I'm still struggling with three and a half months later, that I couldn't think as well. It affected my mind, not just my face and my mouth and my ability to speak. And my smile was never great, but now my smile's crooked. And it's just that there's something else in these shots that we don't know. And we have a right to know. We're supposed to be Freedom of Information Act. We're supposed to be what you call limitations or side effects that are supposed to be posted in all medications we get. But we can't know what's in the shot. And I've done research in the labs and found out that fetal tissues in them, which I'm conscientiously opposed to putting in my body, if we're finding animal things are in there, and I'm conscientiously opposed to putting that in my body, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We should not have to surrender to a government that tells us we're going to give you something we say is for your good, but don't expect us to prove it. You know, just Pfizer doesn't have to give evidence. They're fighting giving evidence of what results have come from their testing and from the shots. You know, people need to go to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, and find out the number of injuries, thousands of deaths, over 200,000 injuries. People have had permanent disabilities. People have gotten things like diabetes and dementia and have been permanently disabled. Thank you for putting VAERS up. The results are astonishing. My understanding when they had testing for the AIDS, when I was in Alabama in the 90s, they had testing for the AIDS vaccine. And when they had 20 or 50 injuries, they quit giving it because it was too dangerous. And then we're giving this to people, and there's been over... Last time I saw the VAERS report, there's over 15,000 deaths. So don't tell me the shot is benign or it won't hurt you or it keeps you from dying, because it's killing people. I've seen that. If it doesn't prevent me from getting sick, I can get it and I can give it. What good is it? I'd rather walk by faith. My God's stronger than a shot. He can keep me alive. He can keep people who believe in him alive. Psalm 91 promises If we make the Lord our tabernacle, our hiding place, our dwelling place, if we hide under the shelter of Him, He promises to keep us from the pestilence, from the epidemic, from the enemies. We're faced by, surrounded by enemies right now who are trying to rob us of peace and control our lives. And that's what's at stake. And somebody's getting rich out of this and getting overwhelmed with their own power and sense of importance, and they're trying to replace God. That's what Scripture tells me the Antichrist is, a replacement to God. And that's what I believe is being laid as a foundation.
Yeah, and, you know, I've reached the philosophical conclusion that government is satanic. And when you talk about a one-world religion, well, how would you even possibly bring something like that about? Well, this would be the perfect scenario. You make a virus in the lab. You release the so-called virus from the lab. It infects a lot of people. It kills some people. You hype it up in the media. And then you basically have this overwhelming belief in people that, oh, I'm going to die from this virus, so I have to change my whole lifestyle. Oh, now I got to get this vaccine. And then pharmaceutical companies, or the concept of pharmakia, becomes God. Oh, pharmaceutical has saved my life. Man-made medicine has saved my life. And then what does that transfer to? Oh, they are God. They are the saviors. And ultimately then replacing God, one world government, one world religion, praising pharmakia.
In the early church, Justin Martyr, who lived around the year 100, said the major enemy or threat to the church at that time was Asclepius, the god of healing. And the symbol for the god of healing is a snake on a pole. You ever seen that in the hospitals? Or physicians wearing it, or nurses wearing it? There you go. Asclepius, god of healing. Well, I follow the great physician, and he's greater than the god of healing. He's Jesus Christ. He raised the dead. He came back from the grave. His healing, his deliverance from sin and death, is eternal, much better than anything the world can offer us. People are getting their focus off God and off the one who heals and delivers and saves, and they're being told they have to follow man who can keep them alive. Well, man's doing a terrible job, so why are we trusting him?
It really is such an evil thing that's being done with these vaccines, and there doesn't seem to be any relenting. But you're one example of thousands, sadly, of people whose lives are being severely altered or even ruined because of these vaccine mandates. I want to thank you for joining us today, Dr. Isaacs. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Thank you for the privilege of trying to share the truth.
Well, we need more men like you standing up and speaking out. That's the only way to turn this thing around. And that's why we're glad that you're doing it. We're glad that this event is happening in Delaware tomorrow. Again, if folks in Delaware want to be out there, 5 p.m. tomorrow night across the street of the Bay Health Dover, Delaware Hospital there. It's obviously peaceful, legal, lawful. You can find more information at DelawareMFA.org. And thank you for sharing your story with us today, Dr. Isaacs.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's just, they want to humanize people. Let's humanize Dr.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible, including getting the great guests on, like the guests we just had on, like our guests coming up. Tricia Lindsay is going to be joining us today. Great lawyer, delivering powerful speeches at anti-mandate rallies. Getting all the censored people that have been censored off the internet platforms out there, the big tech platforms, putting them on banned.video, the house that you built. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the sales that we have going on right now, back in stock are the vitamin C plus zinc and rose hips supplement and the whole food multivitamin supplement. This was a top seller when we first released them. We've got it back in stock, 40% off now. Brain Force Plus, also 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a supplement that's very popular. It usually sells out quickly as well. And we've got it at 40% off right now. And, of course, the emergency food specials are ongoing for a limited time. 10% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's just some of what you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. So much more there. So many great supplements, air filters, water filters, hats, T-shirts, coffee, so much more. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air. But not just us, keeps you on the air, keeps all of our great guests on the air as well. And this is how we speak truth to power to stop a one-world government from forming, to stop the freedoms guaranteed to American citizens from evaporating. That's our goal here. All right, let's get back into the news, though, now. Boy, oh boy. Let's look at some of this madness coming out here with the vaccines. I mean, there's just so much of it. And the response to COVID. Psaki trashes Governor DeSantis for continuing to push for monoclonal antibody treatments after FDA blocks life-saving medicine from the state. So remember, they blocked hydroxychloroquine and zinc, which saved lives. They tried to block ivermectin that saves lives. Now they're trying to block the monoclonal antibodies that saves lives. So it's literally a vaccine or death. That's the official approach to COVID from our establishment and now our White House. Vaccine or death. There is nothing else. There's only vaccines and there's only death for you. And remember, this is our White House that wished us all dead just a month ago. Remember that? Saying, for those that are unvaccinated, you're going to have a winter of pain and suffering and death. Well, I'm still here, so I guess your wishes of death upon me failed. Sorry, Joe Biden. Sorry, Jen Psaki. I know you'd like us all to be dead, but we're not. But boy, oh boy, how sick is our political leadership and our health bureaucracies? How sick are they that they're literally blocking and making life-saving medical treatments illegal? Why shouldn't you have the choice? What happened to Donald Trump's Right to Try Act? Where if you're sick and you want to try something, you have the right to try a medicine to save your life. But not with COVID, which they try to act like it's the most deadliest thing on earth, but not with COVID. I mean, how is this? It's like, you say, how do they get away with this? How can they be doing this? They're evil people. They're evil people, folks. Oh, I can't even, oh my gosh. I mean, you just look at Jen Psaki. And, you know, again, I've always kind of given Jen Psaki the benefit of the doubt. I mean, what are you going to do? You're the press secretary for the most corrupt political crime family, maybe in the history of this country, in the Bidens, and you're supposed to somehow correct all the wrongs and the lies and the slurs and the stutters and the crapping of the pants of Joe Biden. Like, yeah, that's a tough job, but she has to come out there and lie to the American public all day, just represent the hatred that this administration has for the American public all day. So, yeah, we're going to look at Jen Psaki as a face and a voice of total evil. But she chose the job, so you can't, you know, you can't say that she didn't have a choice, because she did. She chose to be the voice of evil. She chose to be the face of evil. She likes it. I just can't even, that's what I'm saying, is just, like, I need to move on and cover other news stories, but this is it. I mean, this is like checkmate. You sick bastards are stopping life-saving treatment. You sick freaks. And that's my problem, is I know I need to just cover the other news and just move on. I can't move on. You sick psychos are killing people. You sick freaks are killing people and smiling about it. And I'm just supposed to move on. Again, if you approached this from a universal, logical perspective and took all of their words at face value, okay, COVID is so deadly, you're all going to die if you get it. Okay, well then, I have the right to try, and you'd think you'd want to try anything and everything that might work. And if it works to save your life, well, why wouldn't you try it? Why wouldn't you go for it? But no. See, there's where the logic ends. No, you can only take the vaccine or die. That's it. Ivermectin works, we ban it. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc works, we ban it. And all of these things are well known for years. Monoclonal antibody treatment works, they ban it. Boy, it's like they want you dead. So let me just move on from the news that our government wants us dead. That's fun. Let me just move on from the revelation that your government wants you to die. That's fun. That's one. But I just got to move on. It's not over. Experts say new Omicron strain could prolong pandemic. Oh, yes, there'll always be a new strain. There'll always be a new pandemic. It's never ending. In fact, there was another individual that said multiple generations into next centuries are going to be dealing with COVID. Wow. Thanks, Fauci. Thanks, Peter Daszak. Thanks, Chinese communists, for making the virus that apparently is going to be here forever, making us all slaves to the New World Order. Death or vaccine, which is really just death. It's really just death, period, because the vaccine is killing people, too. Governor Hochul's mask mandate back in effect after New York State appellate judge grants emergency stay. So this is how it goes. A judge declares that it's illegal. You can't force people to take an experimental vaccine. You can't force people to wear a face covering that restricts their breathing. It's totally illegal. It's totally unconstitutional. So what do? They find a Democrat judge that puts it right back into place, like the sick freaks that they are. Yeah, I want you to wear a mask 24/7. I want you to take a vaccine every month, and I'm going to make you do it because I love you. Yeah, we love you. We're gonna give you an experimental vaccine, and we're going to lie about it, too. And we're going to make you wear that face mask. Yeah, it's because we love you. Yeah, I love you so much. I'm just going to strangle you to death. I love you so much. I'm just going to poison you. I'm going to poison you and keep poisoning you until you die. And I'm going to find the judges that back me up, and I'm going to find the members of the media that back me up, and we're all going to team up to kill you because we love you so much. Oh.
And see, I like have to go into like a character mode and like force myself to change my voice and like the looks and the expressions on my face. That's what Kathy Hochul looks like 24/7. I mean, she looks like a damn evil villain demon. Just like all of them, like Pelosi. I mean, they look like what they are. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God above the Creator, for giving us the visual representation of what these people are. Man in Boston kicked off heart transplant list for not being vaccinated. But guess what? If he gets the vaccine, he'll die because he'll get myocarditis, and everybody knows the vaccine is causing heart inflammation and all these different heart problems. And so they said, you get the vaccine, it's going to kill you. But, oh, because you won't get the vaccine, you're going to have to die.
We love you. Die. We love you. Die. We love you. Die.
Oh, government is satanic. Government is satanic. Government is satanic.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Reset.